This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to hour number two. We take you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Danny Garcia doing a great job, as always. Glad you could join us this evening. If there's anything that you miss, and we have seven guests every week on this program, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are, South Florida High School Sports. We all know that the University of Miami is off to an undefeated season. Certainly with that brings a lot of other positive things like recruiting, looking into the short-term future at a possible playoff spot. Long way to go, obviously, this week against Duke, then Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and finishing up against Syracuse. But after that is the ACC championship game, if Miami hopefully can make it into that. Somebody who every single day follows the University of Miami, sometimes multiply on Locked On Canes, as well as Canes County, also does a great job on our post-game show, is Alex Dono, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Blue, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the awesome appearance you made on Locked On Canes earlier this week. And you're right, when you're undefeated and you're getting some new recruits this week, things have been a lot of fun this season so far for the University of Miami.
You know, a couple years ago, you and I were doing shows and, having a tough time as Miami would come up on the losing side. And, all you could do is say, hey, you know what? You know, Mario just got here. Let's see what happens. Give him a year or two. The Hurricane fans aren't so forgiving. I mean, even now they're making Miami's win the other day. Oh, we should have beat them by more. Talk about this team, because you followed it from the beginning. You've seen all the changes. You've seen the recruits. You've seen the NILs. You've seen the portal kids. Talk about this ride, because, I mean, perhaps you follow it more than mostly anybody other, because you do it every day and sometimes a couple times a day. And plus, you went to the University of Miami, so there's a lot of interest that you've had over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to a conversation that I had with Mario Cristobal in Charlotte at the ACC media days, a couple weeks before. It was about a week before fall camp started. And, so I'd watched the team a little bit in the spring. Fall practices hadn't begun yet. And I asked Mario about his locker room and the culture. And I remember him telling me that he really felt like they had a good mix of transfer players who had a lot of maturity and leadership with some, younger guys and players he had organically recruited. And he thought it was just a really good mix when it came to the experience level and a good mix when it came to the leadership. And so far, everything he said before fall camp started, before the season obviously started, so far everything he said about his roster and his dynamic is looking totally true so far, Blue. And you and I both know, covering Miami for a lot of years, the good times, back when they were winning championships and contending for championships, a lot of the roller coaster we've been on for the last decade and a half or so, that certain times you just don't really have the right mix and the right locker room. And I think that was, when Mario came into this job, a few years back, I don't think the dynamic was that great behind the scenes, but I think they've found a good mix now. And something that you and I talk about a lot, Blue, is that, the way Cristobal has built this roster, I think he's found a really good mix of bringing in key pieces in the transfer portal. You know, Cam Ward is having one of the most sensational college seasons I've ever seen. You know, the numbers he's been putting up at quarterback and what he's been accomplishing with some of the comeback victories. Damian Martinez has really come on, especially the last couple of weeks, and he's showing people why, you know, he's been a projected future NFL running back. You know, we see what a guy like Simeon Barrow was doing on the defensive side of the football. You know, Sam Brown had a really great game against Louisville a couple of weeks ago. And then you also see what guys that Mario Cristobal recruited, like CeCe Maui-Noa and Mark Fletcher, Ruben Hurricane Bain, what guys like that have been getting done on the field. And, you know, O.J. Frederick, who's a true freshman this year, who just had – he's been playing really well, starting most of his games, had a good game in coverage against Florida State. So I really think he found, you know, the right mix of, you know, not over-portaling like some other programs have probably done, but, you know, finding key pieces. And, of course, a guy like Cam Ward, who – Miami did get through the portal, has elevated this team so high. So I think this is a team that can have a special season. You know, you mentioned there's still a long way to go. You don't take any game for granted. I mean, Duke is going to be a difficult test, especially with their defense this week. You know, Miami's got Georgia Tech on the road still, you know, a home game against Wake Forest and a game on the road at Syracuse to wrap up the regular season. You know, Syracuse, they just had a pretty poor performance against Pittsburgh, but overall they've had a good year, and their offense has looked really good for the most part with Kyle McCord and company. So I just think that this is a team, they've got the right mentality, Blue. You often hear them talk about going 1-0 every single week, that they're not focusing on 12-0, they're focusing on going 1-0 every week, and to this point it's worked for them.
No doubt. Alex Donnell joins us, Locked On Canes, every day. Great shows. Has all these guests. I saw Charles Farms. I remember when Charles played. Certainly have a lot of really, really good guests coming on every day. And, you know, it's good perspective. Not only that, when you take a look at this program, you mentioned Mario Cristobal. From all of his stops as an assistant coach, the head coach at FIU, spending the time with Nick Saban, spending the time with Greg Schiano, and then getting an opportunity to get his own job out west with Oregon. I mean, he's proven. He's proven that his formula, and yeah, I'm sure he's gotten a lot of it from a lot of the, you know, Greg Schiano's or Nick Saban, but so what? That's how you do it. And he's, you know, I remember having a conversation with him, and I said, wow, I bet you Nick Saban's tough to work for. He says, Blue, if you want it bad enough, you bite your tongue till it bleeds and just go. And that's what you've got to do. And you look at the way he coaches and look at how, you know, he's there at 4 a.m. He leaves at midnight. And those are, you know, I mean, those are winners there. And it's proven. Talk about the job that you think that he's done, because you and I remember where he, when he first got here, he says, you know what, in 2 years, this roster will look completely different. And he's been right there every step of the way. You know, he's cut ties with a lot of kids that probably weren't buying in, or kids who didn't fit what he's doing. He's made additions, as you said, to his coaching staff. Listen, if a coaching staff isn't working, then you move on. So he, you know, feelings are great, but you know what, to get this thing moving and to have a opportunity to be one of the best in the country, you've got to kind of move to your own drumbeat.
And I think Mario has also shown a willingness to evolve with the times, because I think that if coaches don't evolve, eventually you get left behind. Because, Blue, there's certain things, and whether these things were true or untrue, fair or unfair, you know, the reputation was there, right? Some people would accuse Mario of being too stubborn, too conservative. You know, a lot of people would refer to him. I think this was a little unfair considering how high Justin Herbert got drafted a few years ago, but people would call him a quarterback killer. And you look at the season that Cam Ward is having. I mean, if your head coach is a quarterback killer, you're not doing what Ward has done so far this year. Lot of people would have never expected Cristobal to, you know, hire an offensive coordinator who comes from an air raid background, and he did it. And he's, you know, got a quarterback who's leading major college football in every statistical category, right? I mean, I know Miami's offense this past weekend against Florida State, their bread and butter was the ground game, but for the most part, they've been slicing and dicing teams through the air. So Cristobal has shown the evolution that a lot of people didn't expect. He also, you know, of course, he He's made some errors in the past, you know, not taking the knee against Georgia Tech last year before the season started. He was asked about that. You know, he mentioned he's added a time management coach to his staff. And clearly that's paid dividends, Blue, because I haven't seen really any gaffes whatsoever when it comes to managing the clock, managing timeouts. In fact, we've seen some of the comebacks the Hurricanes have pulled off this season. You're not going to come back from, you know, down three scores in the fourth quarter like they did against Cal if your time management is not on point. So he's shown the ability to address issues and turn weaknesses into strengths, and he's shown an ability to evolve. And I think that's an important thing every head coach needs to be able to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, you know what, you look at last game when Florida State, and let's face it, I mean, their offense is really not a Florida State offense, but their defense has athletes. You know, secondary-wise, they were really good. They moved pretty close up front. They pressured Cam a number of times, got him a few times as well. But by running the ball, you kind of like put something in Manny Diaz's head this week and say, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, they're going to be able to run the ball for over 180 yards a week. You know, we're not going to be able to, you know, kind of stack the box because they could also pass. I think, you know, maybe that was a blessing in disguise that they were able to run the ball so well against a pretty good Florida State front. Talk about that moving towards this Saturday.
Well, this offense, and it's something, it's the top offense in the country, and they have shown an ability to really take what the opposing defense gives to them. And I referred to it before the season started as a pick your poison type of offense, that if you want to try to slow down their passing game, they can run all over you. If you want to try to slow down the running game, they can pick you apart. And for the early part of the season, you know, I'm sure you noticed this, Blue. A few of the early games, teams were really loading up the box and daring Miami to throw. And Cam Ward was more than happy to have these ridiculous games, 350, 400 yards, four touchdowns and all that. And then, you know, in the case of Florida State was daring Miami to run the ball, and they did it. And you're 1,000% right that it gives Manny Diaz and Duke another thing to think about. And also, like, I don't think it's a coincidence that the last couple of weeks Miami has really churned up a more effective running game. I think a couple of factors, additional factors have changed there. I think Jalen Rivers being back at left tackle these past couple of weeks has just really expanded Miami's ability to get push and open up holes up front. And I also think, and coaches talked about it this week, Mario mentioned it on Monday, something's definitely clicked these last couple of weeks with Damian Martinez. You know, people forget, you know, he got to Miami late. He wasn't here for the spring. You know, for as good as he was at Oregon State, I mean, one of the top running backs in the country, it took him a little while to adapt to a new offense. And, you know, he's put up crazy numbers these last couple of weeks. And this is looking like the Damian Martinez of Oregon State again. Mark Fletcher has also been awesome. And, you know, we're all thinking of his family and praying for him after the loss that they suffered last week, and boy, has he been sensational on the field and off the field, and they're not the only ones. You know, AJ Allen has played really well recently. Jordan Lyle, the true freshman, has had some great moments. So it's Miami's. I know Duke is a very good defense, but Miami's offense is going to give them a lot to plan for.
Yeah, also a tight end that can throw. So watch out.
And I didn't know he was a lefty until last week. I had never seen him throw before.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't normally, but Arroyo's a big-time kid and certainly a lot of fun to watch. This Saturday, you'll have the post game, which is going to be a lot of fun, a lot earlier than last couple of weeks, certainly.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm not a night owl, so I'll take a noon game anytime I can get it.
No doubt. Alex, I appreciate you. Let everybody know how you can follow you, all your ventures, plus your social media.
Thanks so much, Blue. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. I host Locked On Canes every single day. It's a podcast. I put a lot of work and love into it. I have a lot of fun doing it. So you can find it, Locked On Canes, on YouTube or Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I co-host Locked On ACC with Kenton Gibbs, who's a former NC State defensive lineman who really does an awesome job. He brings good perspective and strong opinions. So follow those two shows, Locked On Canes, Locked On ACC. You can find those on X as well, on social media, at Locked On Canes, at Locked On ACC. And sometimes Blue makes some great cameos with us. He was with me earlier this week talking about Camden Portis committing to Miami. Here so that was go. A lot of fun. Blue, thank you so much for having me.
Anytime, Alex. You know that you're welcome here anytime, and we'll see you soon on Locked On Canes.
See ya.
Good stuff. Alex Dono, Locked On Canes, does a tremendous job. Anything he does, especially our post-game show right here on 560 WQAM. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk high school football. Coach Mike Smith from American Heritage Plantation and Coach Tim Isaris from Miami Booker T. Washington are on deck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.